You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here in Studio A with Kate Lochte and Murray State's Center for Telecommunications Systems Management's Associate Director, Michael Ramage. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. We would like to hear ourselves when we're speaking with you, and you too. Are you not hearing us?
I can hear you very well. You have an individual volume, is that?
Yeah, they're both up. But that's neither here nor there. Michael, thank you for coming. We're talking about Security Matters, which is the region's largest security in business conference, and it's coming right up. I think it's next week.
It is. It's next Thursday, April 23rd, in the Curry Center on the third floor.
And there are still openings for...
Absolutely. The greatest thing about this conference is that we have it each year, and it's free. And you can register up. We'll take you if you walk up the day of. We have registration the day of from 8 to 8:30. So we would prefer that you register ahead of time just so we know how much to plan for food, because there is a luncheon and, you know, different events. But we'll take anybody at any time. And it's really, it's free. Walk up. We would ask that you register the day before. And you can do that at our website, which is www.podsecuritymatters.com.
And the reason that Murray State University Center for Telecommunications Systems Management puts on this conference yearly has become more relevant as years have gone by, what with in the last 6 months, Sony, Target, Anthem, all of them experiencing mayhem.
The list is really getting larger and larger. And back several years ago, nearly a decade now, we worked with CFSB Bank about what is it that's going on that we can do to help our customers, their customers, our region, in terms of security. And we started it because there was a need. And in the last decade, that need has only increased. And, you know, every Murray State employee knows how important that need is with the Anthem breach.
And we've all been through training at Murray State to a series of how important it is that we follow the rules and why the firewalls are in place. But this conference is really targeted to businesses.
It is. It is. The focus of this conference is small business. Many of the larger businesses in the area attend, and we're, you know, happy to have them. Many of the topics that are discussed are often topics that they may overlook as well. But the real target of the conference is small businesses who don't have the security expert on staff, that don't have the ability to go out and research and find all the things going on and what they need to do, is to be able to come take a day, free conference, and brush up on what's going on in the industry. What's the evolving threat? Because the threat is evolving, and we want to try to share and educate those small businesses in the region.
Well, you want to mention, as we're in passing here, that Annie Vandiver, with whom you work, was to have been here as well, but she's off visiting schools on behalf of the center.
She is. This semester has been so unique for Murray State in that we had parts of 2 weeks that we were out of school. It's really hurt us on our outreach, and we've had to schedule schools and reschedule schools and reschedule schools again. And we had to divide and conquer today on some of our outreach.
So Annie is integral in getting this conference together. And Michael is integral in the content. And there are stellar speakers.
There's two things that I would highlight about our speakers this year. First of all, and I say this with a great deal of pride, we have 8 speakers and 5 of them are TSM graduates. It speaks to the maturity of our TSM program now that we have graduates that have been out long enough to be able to rise up in the ranks and be able to come back and speak. Second of all, the content is phenomenal. We kick off the conference with our keynoter, which is Craig Jacobs, and he is first of all the son of our faculty regent, but he is going to share with us a real-life incident, a breach that occurred at a casino, and how they responded and what they did to address the incident. He's now the director of incident response for MGM International. So it's a great story. He has a unique position as a person that his job is to respond to those incidents, because large or small, they happen all the time. Now, they don't always happen to the extent that the Target breach happened or the Anthem breach happened, but those breaches do happen.
Then I'm thinking as you're speaking, TSM is a center for distinction at Murray State University, and the university's battleship is slowly turning to continue its focus on economic development. And this conference is really emblematic of how a university responds to needs in the business place. So we've got one incredible speaker in Craig Jacobs, and then you continue with other experts.
We do, and it's exactly that. I mean, it is really about economic development. You know, I look at the things that we do in the center, and a lot of things, including this, focus on economic development. You know, many businesses. Well, let me go back to Anthem, for example. They had hacker insurance, for lack of a better term. So we actually have somebody that's going to come in from Pill & Holland to talk about cyber insurance and what can you do to offset some of that risk. Now, in Anthem's case, they had $100 million, I think was the term that I read, in cyber insurance, and they maybe need more coverage. But there is a unique array of tools that are out there for folks today. We have somebody coming in from HCA, who's another TSM graduate, that's going to talk about the user side of things. Both, you know, we have great technology, we have the greatest firewall, we can have the greatest tools, but the most vulnerable piece of a company is its people. We can't get rid of our employees, obviously, but so how do we educate our employees to make them as secure as possible? The Anthem breach, at least has been reported that it was a weak password. And, you know, it's an administrator that should know better. So how do we address some of those educational concerns? And that's what Sarah with HCA is going to come talk about as well.
So you've got the speaker lineup. Not only are you getting their information from the conference, but there is that valuable networking component that is woven throughout the day. As a matter of fact, I think the conference pre-opens with some networking at the Big Apple Cafe.
It does. We have from 5 to 7 on Wednesday night, we'll have a reception come and go at the Big Apple so that you can network. And then on Thursday throughout the day, one of the important pieces of the day, in my mind at least, is that we have vendors. So if you are a small business and you go in and you sit down and you listen to a talk and you realize that, oh, this is a really big concern of ours, there's actually people outside that you can go talk to, not just to pay them for services, but just to network and to say, well, what about this issue? How should I address it? And all of those networking opportunities are very important. And then also to add to that, we have our annual luncheon during lunchtime that everybody's welcome to attend as well. And it's another great networking opportunity for the participants of the day.
So I ask you, can you beat that for an enrichment program offered to you at no charge through Murray State University's Program of Distinction in Telecommunications System Management? Michael Ramage is the Associate Director, and let's do the how to register again, if
okay.
you will.
To register, it is come to our website. It's www.podsecuritymatters.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.